this morning, and for the next, 20 minutes or so, this is where I'm asking you to, in quotes, change the things around you. Because the number of people who died on the 3rd of March petrol explosion in Mumekpe community, MOA local government area, has now risen to 15. Now, the chairman of MOA local government area, Chidi Lloyd, made this known in an interview. Dr. Lloyd also alerts that some of the oil thieves who were recently arrested by the council and handed over to security agencies are now working free. Could you believe that? Now, Mr. Lloyd believes that the failure of security agencies to prosecute perpetrators is encouraging oil bunkering activities. Bringing me back to change, bringing me back to the song, Get Another Boyfriend, or in your case, maybe another girlfriend. Because my question is this, are these accidents deterring people from illegal oil refining activities? Some people are dating illegal oil refiners. It's a given. Some are married to them. Some want to get married to them. Some of you know the backers and the financiers. You know, and to you, he's not or she's not directly going there to be stealing the oil. And all she does is just said this. Let me say the way the man said it to me on Friday. Now, just this, now she they say. They bring her. She go sell them. She know they do all those kind of things. Oh, bros, you know they follow them, do all those kind of things. But when they bring them, she go just sell them. Collect her money, give them their money. Make everybody go their own way. But she don't go ever. Now make me like the kind of girl where I deal with. I looked at this man, and young man, by the way, and I was this close. This close to sitting him down and saying, but you do know that you are actually the problem. It's not even your partner, no, it's you. It's you, because you enjoy the money. You are benefiting from the money that this person is making. Even though there's a part of you that obviously knows that that money is got from illegal activities. So maybe I'm poking at, you know, no moral bones and fibers, or maybe some would say dead consciences, but it still has to be said, because children have fallen ill. People have reported more cases of upper respiratory tract infections in the past year alone. We've had conversations about that. And let's not forget the economical sabotage that is, you know, arising from these activities. Who's taxing these operations? They have permeated into the security services, bribing military personnel, bribing the police, bribing the JTF, bribing the NSCDC. You name it, they bribe them. Sabotage all across. And so you have to wonder, if the deaths don't discourage people from going to illegal refining activities, don't you think you, who's dating them, who's married to them, who wants to get married to them, don't you think you two are also culpable? I'm just asking this honest question. Yeah, because any other name, it's stealing. But is it a question of labeling a dog a bad name and then punishing it for the same bad name? I don't know.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
As always, do well, turn down the volume of your radio set when you want to speak to us. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. Didn't see it, didn't hear it, don't make mention of it. Do not make unsubstantiated claims. Do not make comments that will be seen as inciting. 0700923 0923 0700923 0923. Are these accidents deterring people from illegal oil refining activities? People have been burnt. People have been scarred. And by the way, let me make this known. Let me remind you. I hear that it's not just these fires that are the problem. That sometimes when they are in the process of, you know, fractional distillation, what they locally call or term as cooking, some of the chemical byproducts, gaseous and even liquid, sometimes have led to people losing consciousness or even passing out to the great beyond. But because, you know, there was no fire, no explosion, you don't get to have those things reported. How do you look at your husband or your wife or your girlfriend and you know this person is doing something like this? Whether it's a financier, whether it's one directly going into the creeks to bring out these things, how do you look at the person and go, yes, my baby, I love you. I love you. Even though you might die one day because of this job, I all love you. I love you. You know? Yes. So, once again, are these accidents deterring people from illegal oil refining activities? Emeka says, we are in an abusive relationship with our country, Nigeria. Unfortunately, we cannot change our nationality. Well, you can't, and I wouldn't encourage you to change your nationality, but you can change the narrative. That's why if you are able to identify that this relationship is abusive, then you stand up to the abuser. If you can't stand up to the abuser, report to people who can. So your husband, your girlfriend, or your wife, or whatever is, you know, carrying, you know, illegally refined diesel, diesel, and fuel. You know. Sometimes he even brings and say, "I'll go and buy a new phone with the money, stolen money." How much different? Let's be honest. Because a lot of people say it's because they don't catch you now. That's why. Because you are still in the office. But let's call it the way it truly is. A thief is a thief is a thief irrespective of the office. It's a thief. A thief is a thief. Politician, thieves. Not all of them. But, you know, if you identify the politician as a thief, yeah, he's still a thief. Put an extra zero, he's a thief. You know, he's a thief. Yeah. He's a thief. Jude, how do you expect people who are already struggling to have daily bread to, in quotes, report their own husbands or their wives or their partners who are doing their very best to protect them? These people don't see anything wrong with what they do because they believe that it is their right and the government has not met them to give them that right. So they are taking it by force. Oh, really? That's the justification. You are taking it by force. Let me explain how that sounds to me. All right, and you know, once again, I respect your opinion. Let me explain how that sounds to me. So, I'm from Edo State and also from Bayelsa State, and also have roots, going back all the way to Ghana. I also have, you know, Urhobo cousins. You know, my great grandmother is from Udu, by the way. And I also have, a bit of a relationship with some of my northern brothers. Yes, you know, I have a great grand. You know, I have connections everywhere. So, would I be justified if I also go to Udu, for example, and then I just enter one land? My grandfather used to be here. I've not been there in, 30 plus years. And I go there and cut plantain. After all, it's my grandfather's land. I didn't plant it. I had nothing to do with it. But no, yeah, I went there. I took it. Because it's my right. How does that sound to you? Once again, I'm just asking the questions. Hello, Posako. Good morning, please.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. This is Muriel from Africa.
Go on, Muriel.
You see, thank you. You see, these people, they will not advise their spouses or their friends or their relatives because the money, the quick and the fast money that comes through that means is so, in fact, it's so shocking. They go out one day and they come with hundreds of thousands. Something that even a worker cannot even get in a year. a person that works. So they will lose because they are enjoying the one, and this is greed. But Jew, most times, it's just because of our human nature, you have to pity them. If not, I don't pity them when these bombs and serious Israel, when they experience this fire incident. Because I know that as they are going there, they know themselves that they stand their death warrant. Anything can happen at any time. That spouse that is leaving you in the morning going out, you are not even sure of that spouse coming out. Go to UPGH and see four fire guys. You will not believe it.
Really?
In fact, they call us, hello?
Are you serious?
They call us, hello? I'm listening.
You've had experience with some people. Some people have been burnt in the hospitals?
Oh my God, dude, I visited UPGH and they just brought them in a taxi. If you see them,
wow.
They told white pain, four fire. So their parents will come and be crying out, just be looking at them and saying, don't you know that this effect you don't know? You know that this your son is doing this. You enjoy the money, he's building houses, he's buying cars, just like that. And they fight your death on us. It's just that for out of pity, human nature, you just feel for them. Otherwise, there's nothing to feel for them. It's not unfortunate. And I blame the Navy, the security forces, because there's no way they will stay. They're not seeing these people in the water. Trust me, Jim, these people cannot pass through the waterways without the Navy being aware, the airport. They know they get, allegedly they get their cut. And that's why they allow these things. I pity them. And even if they don't die, Jim, even if they don't get phones, some of them that survive it, they experience some terminal illnesses. Some of them going imported. There are so many health issues that comes with it. The money, people don't know that this money, all this party, is just vanity. Good health, happiness, joy. The fact that you're having a legal money, you sit down and enjoy it and you're happy, is far better than numerous humongous celebrities.
All right, Calvin is in Rumokoro. Calvin, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. Sorry, I am just calling. I don't know the program that is going on now, if it has to do with what I want to say.
I don't think it...
From Rumokoro.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Do you want to share something you just witnessed?
Yes, in the Rumokoro here because of the situation here.
Okay, could you
this morning and what is happening?
Could you send us a WhatsApp message, please?
Okay, what is actually going on here is after yesterday, right?
Wait,
yesterday.
Hello, Calvin. Oh dear, Calvin, please. You said you were not listening. I hope you can tune in right now. So if you're in Rumokoro right now, and if there's something going on in Rumokoro that you think needs to be share with the public, I don't know what exactly it is, please send us a message to the WhatsApp number, and if it's something that requires maybe further investigation, it will be done. All right, so send us a message to the WhatsApp number 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Once again, please, 0809-030-6416. Now, those four people have collected our girlfriends. Whoa, Alex, interesting. How did they call your girlfriend? Was your girlfriend standing on the road? We need context, please, Alex, please. June, these accidents will not deter people from their involvement in illegal petroleum product business. I've said it before and I'll say it again. If there is no scarcity, there will be no black market. The government should make the products available or liberalize this sector. If not, these things will continue. Poverty has made our people to adopt this all die and I die mentality. Dan Hope. Ooh. Okay. All right. All right. Okay, so I'm getting comments from Rumokoro. People who are there sending messages. Please do send them. Let's have a bit more detail to the particular report. All right. Please let us know. This is Calvin. Calvin is. Okay, Calvin. Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, Calvin, do you have our WhatsApp number, please?
No, I don't. This particular number, I managed to save it some time ago.
Can I call the number for you so you can send us a message right now, please? I'll be very patient with you. Can I call the number, please?
Give me paper there. Let me write this.
Please.
All right, just call it on.
Okay, thank you very much, Kelvin, for your patience. 0809.
Okay.
030.
Yes.
6416.
6416.
Yes. So just send us a message right now. Send us a text and we'll try and corroborate what you are saying. People are sending us messages, but let's get to hear yours as well, okay? Or read yours rather.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much for your time, please. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. All right. Please do send a message. It's something that you think you should let the public know. Good morning, presenter. The wanton destruction of oil pipelines has its consequences. Part of the consequences is what we've just experienced in Rumekpe and other places. Some of the security agencies are accomplices. Our women are partners in this economic sabotage. We pride and conscript others into this immorality. Let the government be proactive. We'll talk a little bit about the immorality when we come back. No, and I'm not just talking about sexual immorality. For shame, you people. Hello, Potaka returns.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Potaka.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, so let's get back to it. 27 minutes gone past the hour of 10 a.m. And I asked the question, we're talking about change. Would you change your partner, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband or your wife right now, now that you know that his or her activities are causing more harm than good, not just to your family, not just to your finances, maybe in the long term, but also to the community at large. You know, babies, just imagine for a second. And no, this is not emotional blackmail. No, I'm telling you as it is. Just imagine right now, if you knew the number of babies who from 2020 or 2019, when this was a big problem in Rivers, they're talking about the suit, right? Who from that time till now had experienced some form of respiratory tract infection or maybe even died, right? We don't quite know because there's not been a lot of research, okay? Now, if you knew, let's just say if you just knew the number of people who got sick because your husband, your boyfriend used to go into the bush and involve himself in bow fire, right? If you knew, and then you want to have children, you probably have children of your own. Would you now feel comfortable going back to bed with that man whose job is directly causing people harm? Would you go back to bed with that man? Would you go back to bed with that woman who is helping say Dizer? Dizer and Fue. Yes. Stolen from the commonwealth of the nation. Just so she can make very good fisherman soup. Fisherman soup, by the way, that probably has contaminated fish. What do you know, Jude? You're not in love.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
That's the smart number. Just drop your name and your location. You get patched to us here in the studio, okay? And once again, if there's anything that you think we should be made aware of, please just send us a message on WhatsApp, okay? The WhatsApp number is 0809 0304 16 08 09 0304 16 16 at Nigeria Info PH. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on Twitter. So once again, the question still remains: do you think these accidents, this in quotes, artisanal refinery, illegal artisanal refinery incident, aka poor fire, right? Do you think these explosions would deter people from going into this business? Okay. All right. Edith says, please, sir, is the pipeline surveillance contract that was being awarded by federal government not included in these communities? Well, it does cover some of these communities. And apart from, you know, those surveillance contracts from last year that made huge headlines all across the country, there are other monitoring groups. The NSCDC, for example, is one of the paramilitary groups, you know, primarily tasked with that charge. That is supervision, surveillance of these particular installations. You know, these things happen. That's from Edith, by the way. DB Williams says, good question. I really wanted to ask the same question. Please, I need the answer for this. Before I answer that question, good morning, Nigeria Info. DB is sending out from Lagos. Okay, please, let's speak the truth. Who will love to take such heavy risk if there's no other work at all? Instead of ritual, stealing, and the rest, some chose to go that way. Apart from that, where the refined kerosene? How much are they selling it? Okay. Now, I remember speaking to the secretary, was that of IPMAN, national level, if I'm not mistaken. And he said, look, there are artisanal refineries, legal artisanal refineries, that help refine kerosene. But obviously, it's a small quantity. It's not enough, you know, that, you know, we meet the nation's, you know, requirement. But there is. Here in Riverside, there is one. It's legal, by the way. And because of the nature of kerosene, I remember our lawyer once explained that that's why you can safely, legally, by the way, no, let me not use the word safely, legally, you know, hawk kerosene. Right, it's not one of those products that you know you need to be at a dump, or but you can't do that with petrol. Aha, so you know. Okay, apologies. All right, moving on. WhatsApp now 0809-030-6416. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes. Yeah, we celebrate illegality. The question you are asking now, if a girl, well, this is a big point for fire, you know, it's doing a legit business that is ending a little amount of money, she will leave it well and date that guy. She will not even discourage him. Most of the people that there is this round of friendly cultism, especially like the cultists, to show up in the area that you be quarrel with them, so that guy will come with boys and tea with you. So we celebrate anything that is illegal. Now, when you are doing this thing and your parents are saying you are giving them money, we fire cash the sky. And you said, government come and help us. When you are doing this business, they know this business will take your life. They will not advise you. Rather, they will say, my son, why? My son, they are the top. My son, you are doing well. The family says, if two brothers are not doing anything, they don't have any money. The reason we expect that person is doing that business more than the same brother, then in the midst, he says, that illegal, that person is doing illegal business, option or his contribution will be their own best business. They will not listen to you. They say, nobody laughs, but you must see the bill on the table. So we celebrate these things. A woman, we see an old woman of 60 years selling coal fire, selling illegal this thing. That you know that this woman, she's old, about 50 years. She,
wow.
So this is illegal business. Wow. They like doing it. Anyway, you advise them, they'll say, no, my king. With the kind of mind. And the next question they'll ask you. The next question they'll ask you. Not only that they blow, nobody's leg is fast, nobody's leg is going to hang. They pull that before. When they, that's what they will say.
Johnson is in Agri Road. Johnson, good morning, please. He's on Agri Road, rather. Good morning, Johnson.
Thank you. I want to talk about this coal fire thing.
Yes, please. Johnson, before you continue, could you step away from the radio set or turn the volume down or probably just turn it off?
Okay.
Please.
I'll turn it off.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Now, see, what I want to say is there are two sides to a coin. Definitely, what these boys are doing is a crime, criminal, and should be punished. However, there are two sides to a coin. What they are doing is a technology. They are producing petrol, diesel, kerosene. Now, to stop them, I think government should look into this thing, say, look, stop it, don't steal. Look at what the contraption they are using, which are sort of modular refinery. Now you say, with a modular refinery, you can produce these things. So you take over, develop these things, train these boys to do these things. Because people go into things because they need money. Today, everybody is running after money. It doesn't care how it gets the money. But we can stop them by turning them, directing their attention to doing the correct things. So we can develop these contraptions they're using into modular refineries, train them, provide them these things to produce for the country, instead of us, which will stop us from importing.
Okay, fine. Now, Wokike is in the room, but Wokike, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning, welcome,
I please. I want to contribute upon what you're talking about.
Yes, please.
The area I want to emphasize is deterrent is just like against rewarding. Anything that is rewarding or reinforcing, we hardly know the out of it, despite the consequences. Mm. Just like an addict, gambler, humanizer, smokers, they know the consequences. And they also in terms of objective seeing, or sometimes they are also hearing from people, but they see continue in that particular day because it is rewarding. People have that, it's a psychological mentality, it's something of psychology. I don't know what it
means. Yeah, I understand it's something psychological, but...
Because of the money, the income that it gives, so even though 100 people die, people will still continue doing it. So it will never serve as a deterrent.
You mean seeing a fellow human being burnt beyond recognition is not enough to convince someone like you not to go into that kind of place in that condition?
According to talking about learning by experience. See, some persons learn by experience, but some persons that has been addicted does not even have that. It's a psychopath. They don't have that consciousness.
Psychopaths.
The other person having problem for what they are doing. They're always talking about their own, but they are self-centered. And because it's rewarding, and the reward that they are having is what they are concentrating. They're not talking about the negative. So, human beings are different. In psychology, what's called the therapy. We use that particular therapy in terms of making them to be far from, to be apart from drug abuse. But you know that, Jude, other people seeing what the other person is passing through the aversion therapy or then call it the deterrent therapy, the others still go into it. Look at smokers, they are the plane. Smokers are liable to them. People still smoke.
True.
See mental illness everywhere. People still abuse drugs.
True.
Can you say that because of the other person's experience, which got precarious learning from the other person, then that is because of that you stop it? No, because it's rewarding. It's subjective oriented. It's not something that is objective. It's with your psychology. It's what's telling you. In fact, your brain has been scheduled. A particular area has been damaged in the limbic system. So that area is the problem of the pain.
Okay.
You know, that is what it's addiction. It's supposed to have been addicted despite the consequences.
Wokike, thank you very much. It's an interesting view of the problem. 923, hello, Potako. Good morning, please.
I'm listening to you.
Yes, good morning.
I'm listening to you.
Yes.
What I want to talk about, this topic is this. You know that is, they said that everything rises up and falls in leadership. What about Bonfire in River State? It's about government. Many, many years ago, when there was no gas, there was no Bonfire, because if you bring the diesel, you will drink it. Government refused to give people fuel. And people see that gap there, that this gap will give us money. And they catch up on that gap and doing it. Many people are beginning to join. And that become a big industry. That is to stop it down today, become a problem. I think government want to get it right. There's no amount of police that you will put for road that will stop that. Because police itself are making gains for me. The only way they can do it well is that let them make original fuel available for people. If it is affordable and it's available, nobody will come buy something that will burn a house. Government is the whole problem.
Let me ask you. Yes, I agree. If the government improves the system, it becomes more transparent, is proactive, right? People will not need to buy, in quotes, coal fire. But people are seeing their brothers and their sisters getting burnt. This is not the first time, second time, third time. People have cried. Are you saying that's not enough to say this thing that I'm doing, I will not do it again?
Yeah, let me tell you something. When you make a place a jungle, anything can happen there. So what we are running in this country now, we don't even know what to call it. You make it a jungle, and so anything can happen. And you know, when somebody wants to survive, you can do anything to survive. Let me tell you something. Why you talk like say you dead? Because you don't get a good job now. You pattern your life, you work as a pattern. If you show up places in the street, you will not believe your eyes. People can even, if you cook human being finish, you give them, they will eat it. Mainly this time around, what people, the way it is, if you fight human being, fire and finish now, put them for sale, people go buy and top, as it is now. So government is, everything rises up and fall in leadership. Comment that one, but many years ago, during the time of Shagaridem, nobody knows what scarcity is. That time, there's no more fire. Even if you find it, you keep it for yourself. Nobody will buy it for you. Not to, they can't see very easily on selling fuel. They send it to, okay, since they sent the rest of the country, this group will come up and say, we want to stop all fire. Where is the one that they bring to replace the one they want to stop? Nowhere to find. Okay. And it's only come burning everywhere. But because more smoke, they are condemning. These people don't have what it takes to be a leader. If you see how they contradict themselves, you know they don't have what it takes to lead.
So it's all about leadership, rising and falling with leadership. Hello, Port Harcourt, 23. Good morning.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good morning to you.
Good morning, please.
The issue is this. Is there a market for this product? Okay, we should look directly. If there is no market for this bullfire, I don't think this guy would want to go and boil this product. This has been found to be even one of the best. One of the best.
Hello, Zion. Oh, dear. Christian is speaking to us from Mbiama. Christian, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, Mr. G.
Good morning, Christian. Welcome.
My take on your topic today is, Mr. G, do you people don't know the disadvantage of going close to the pipeline? The Oyibo people that installed that pipeline, why going close to that? You will see a signboard where the road to come close. Do not trespass. Do not do this. It's highly inflammable. People play with their life. Most would say because of hardship. They don't know the meaning of life. You know, person that is alive that will live tomorrow. So it's very bad for someone to go close to the pipeline than even to open the pipeline.
But we know, Christian, it's bad. But the question we're asking this morning is, now that people have seen that, apart from the fact that it's bad, you know, pollution, that you can be killed. People have been burnt. This is not the first time it's happening in River State. Rumekwe was just a few weeks ago. Last year, we had the one at Omoku area where tens of scores of people were burnt. Even pregnant women were involved in that play. They were caught in the process. And, you know, and the question is, now that people are seeing it's happening like this, it's not enough to say, make we not go again, no. Make we stop.
This is the time. Anybody that has wisdom will not go again. Because this one is an example to ones that are alive.
Okay. Zion, Christian says, now that it has happened, it should be an example. Wisdom should be able to tell people not to go to those places and do these things. But yet, it seems as though they don't apply wisdom. Why?
So if this should be the wisdom, then this wisdom is not applicable when there is hunger and poverty in the land.
Interesting.
Do you know how many have died, got injuries, sustained, I mean, life-threatening injury from this snow fire experience? Do you know how many? Most of you people like we talk is a child's play. I'm telling you the truth. It has happened, but we don't keep statistics. That is our problem. Rather, we want to shout, bind, cast, shame. No. We don't have a record that can deter or encourage people. I also want to advocate again. We need a department and agency for statistics and record keeping in different parastatals. People cannot access your documents, so they don't know what you are saying. As you're even talking, those who are doing the business that are in the camp right now, they are there. But I still put a question. Can't we engage these guys professionally and have a discussion with them?
Zion, you know, last year we had a similar conversation, and I can't remember if it was it Christian? Or Michael or somebody who came and analyzed very carefully and said, ask this question. I'm going to ask you again. If you get them, would they be willing to go and buy the crude from the government? Because right now, first and foremost, they are stealing the crude. That's the first thing. Not only are they stealing it, they are polluting the environment. They are also making sales from it without any form of that's the very definition of economic sabotage.
They don't get this product for free, oh. Don't listen to that information.
Are they paying the government?
They pay. There are people that owns what they call the point. And people who owns the point, the workers, they pay the technology to access to that point. And before they pump these products for you pay them. So it's not for free. I am still saying this to you. Put it on record. We can have a dialogue with these guys. Make this product or this process so safe and so professional, so industrialized, that we can even forget about foreign exportations and the rest. Under this particular guy, these products are going up to Gabon. These products are going to Cameroon. These products are going to Niger. These products are traveling far from these so-called artisanal refineries. I don't want to call them bunkers or ETF. They are never seen. There's nothing like that.
Well, Zion, thank you very much. The government disagrees with you because there are oil fees. There are illegal bunkers. Now, good morning. Okay, yes, we've gotten the reports about some demonstrations going on in Rumokoro right now. We have had someone go over there to get us report. Now, good morning, Jude. The deaths recorded as a result of illegal refining in this country will not deter the people because there are not enough possible alternative means for the citizens to invest in and achieve their daily needs. Let the government create jobs and make a level playing field for meaningful businesses to thrive in the country. Imo Azubike from Ahoda. All right, thank you very much. Okay. It is obvious that we celebrate doing wrong things because there's much money, and whereas it's keeping them up and running, they don't see it as a crime. The same thing with internet fraud, aka Yahoo Boys. I bought a boss from my one to Iwafe. A guy was saying his auntie has paid someone to teach him. Are you serious? Are you kidding me? His auntie paid somebody to teach him how to become an internet fraud. What? Is this how low we've devolved? I'm genuinely stunned. I am genuinely stunned that the elders, who should know better? No. This has to be maybe a needle in a haystack kind of story. Just one person. Just no. Karikora says that this thing of illegal bunker will never end. The senior officers own the point. That is the name that they call where they go to tap the crude oil from. Interesting. Wow. Some strong allegations and revelations this morning. Michael says, if the police can still collect money they can't account for, not illegal. INEC can rig elections. People are taking bribe in different places, etc. While some are caught and punished, some are not. What makes you think that these things will be a deterrent for qualified business. Nigeria's system is the problem. Good morning, Jude. Final caller, Francis from Eneka. Francis, good morning to you and welcome, please.
Good morning. I just heard you pressing on how low we have gotten to someone paying for his nephew to learn internet fraud. That's even good compared to what I've seen.
Oh dear.
I have a friend that brought his own son to learn it.
What?
His own son to learn it somewhere in Igruta.
His son, flesh and blood.
Yes. It's lucrative now. It's lucrative. It's paying off. And according to them, they say the little boys, they make it, they have the stars to make it more than the elders. So maybe I think this guy have tried, it didn't work for him. He had to recruit his son to learn it. But what do you expect? What do you expect? We are really learning from our leaders. Like what happened in River State. People came out to vote and it was hijacked and turned the other way. So if you have a small child that saw that, the person will believe in illegality. And if you come to look at it, illegality pays. You look at
it never pays, Francis.
It pays in Nigeria. We have
it eyes. Never does.
We have ears. We read.
It never does. Hello, Francis.
But it is. I'm with you. I'm with you. It pays. We are seeing them. The bunkers, the illegal bunkers, we'll see them after one or two deals. You see them driving flashy cars. Why some of us that are of the reserve that are wanting to be the good boys and girls, you see us roasting, depending on them to buy us drink and give us some social life. So what do you expect? If you enjoy that for one or two times, you want to engage yourself in it. And when you do it and it drops up, it pays, you will continue with it.
Okay. All right. But this is why thank you very much, Francis. It was a very honest conversation, and I don't fault your train of thoughts. Nor do I fault your resolution. But this is why I think it doesn't pay. For the very reason that River State, Nigeria, is where it is today, is the clearest evidence that the crime doesn't pay. If the crime pays, we should be having better hospitals. If the corruption pays, if the hypocrisy, the bigotry, the nepotism, the tribalism, and for lack of a better word, the sheer idiocy of those who call themselves leaders of thought, thinkers, doers, promoters of democracy, if they did what exactly they are meant to do, you would have hospitals, you would have great schools. Not a utopia, please. Let's be very honest here. Nobody's talking about a dream where everything is working. No. But a scenario where more than enough people have more than enough to get by should have been the reality. So no, crime has not paid. If it has paid, why would the senators, governors, and some of you who are wealthy enough be looking for the next available flight when you have a headache? Or when you see a lizard come on your window. Some of us see war geckos every day in our houses and we don't have bad dreams. But some of you see cockroaches. Some of you, you hear a funny sound. Next thing, hello, I need to speak to a therapist. No, we don't have that problem. At least I don't have that problem. It doesn't pay. We have rich people who have built 12, 15-foot walls as fences to protect them. Yet, when death comes, it comes to them in most ignominious of ways. So, I disagree. Crime has not paid.